to another fun-packed edition of Chippy Chips, the video game music and the chiptune podcast. This week we have the video game years from 2006, and what a show we have for you tonight. Oh yes, we have some great music coming from the likes of Call of Duty 3, The Legend of Zelda, Twilight Princess, Gears of War, Elder Scrolls, Oblivion, Dead Rising, The Legend of Spyro, A New Beginning, New Super Mario Bros., Final Fantasy 12, GTA, Vice City Stories, Just Cause, and of course Sonic 06. We also have our Artist of the Week, which is Chippendale, with the track Continue Menu. More about them later on in the show. So without further ado, let's crack on with the show with our first track, and it is from Call of Duty 3, and this is a track called Fillet's Road. This was released November 7th 2006 to March 23rd 2007 on the PS2, Xbox 360, the Wii, and the PS3, developed by Treyarch and published by Activision, composed by Joel Goldsmith, who is the son of the very, very famous composer Jerry Goldsmith, whose other works include Call of Duty 3, which was his only video game score to date, but he did work on Stargate SG-1, Diagnosis Murder, War of the Dead, plus much, much more. So yes, let's get on with it. This is Call of Duty 3 Fillet's Road, released November 7th, 2006. Yes, that was Joel Goldsmith's Fillet's Road from the soundtrack to Call of Duty 3. Now, from Call of Duty 3, which I've never played, I'm not a big fan of the Call of Duty games, to a game series I am very, very much a fan of, and that is The Legend of Zelda Twilight Princess. The track I've chosen is Phyrus. Legend of Zelda Twilight Princess, released on the Wii and GameCube on November 19th, 2006, developed by Nintendo EAD and published by Nintendo, composed by Toru Minegishi, Asuka Ota, and Koji Kondo, whose combined works include Animal Crossing, Zelda Four Swords Adventures, New Super Mario Bros., Mario Kart Wii, Super Mario Bros., and of course The Legend of Zelda. Twilight Princess is probably one of my favourite Zelda games, just below A Link to the Past and Ocarina of Time. Had a great mechanic with the wolf, etc. Very, very much enjoyed it, and if you've never played it, what is up with you? Go and get a copy right now. So yeah, this is Phyrus from the Legend of Zelda Twilight Princess soundtrack. Oh, Legend of Zelda Twilight Princess released November the 19th to December the 19th 2006 on the Wii and GameCube. From Nintendo over to Microsoft now, and the beginning of a very successful franchise for Microsoft and indeed Epic Games, and that is Gears of War. Released November the 7th 2006 to November the 23rd 2006, developed by Epic Games and published by Microsoft Game Studios, composed by Kevin Rappel, whose other works include Unreal Tournament 2003, Pitfall, The Lost Expedition, City of Villains, Crackdown 2, plus more. Gears of War was one of the very early killer apps for the Xbox 360 when it came out, and has spawned many sequels over the 360 and of course the Xbox One. Now the piece of music I've chosen from Gears of War is Attack of the Drones. It's a nice sort of quite a chuggy along track. I'm not doing it justice by describing it that way, but listen to it and you'll get my meaning. So yes, this is Gears of War Attack of the Drones, composed by Kevin Rappel.
Thank you.
the drones from the Gears of War soundtrack. From one very successful series to another now, and The Elder Scrolls. The release March 20th, 2006 to March 24th, 2006. This is, of course, Elder Scrolls IV Oblivion. For the Windows, Xbox 360, and just a bit later, the PS3, developed by Bethesda Game Studios, published by Bethesda Softworks / 2K Games. And this was composed by Jeremy Sewell, who's also did work for Secret of Evermore, On the Snares, Icewind Dale, Giants, Citizen Kabuto, Guild Wars, Elder Scrolls V, Skyrim, plus much, much more. Now, the piece of music I have chosen tonight from Oblivion is March of the Marauders, which is an absolutely brilliant track. And I'm not going to go on too long about this because you really need to hear it. I've yet to complete an Elder Scrolls game because, God, I just lack the concentration, to be honest. It's terrible. I've tried to play through Skyrim so many times. I've got it sitting at home, and I will get into it. Honestly, I will. But anyway, this is March of the Marauders from the Elder Scrolls IV Oblivion, composed by Jeremy Sewell. Sticking with the Xbox 360 and Microsoft in general, this is Dead Rising, and the track Gone Guru, released between August the 8th and September the 28th, 2006 for the Xbox 360, with later versions coming out on Windows, PlayStation 4 and the Xbox One. This was developed by Capcom Production Studio 1 and published by Capcom, composed by Hideki Okugawa, Marika Suzuki, whose other works include Dungeons & Dragons, Tower of Doom, Street Fighter 3, X-Men, Children of the Atom, Wasp Planet 2, Mega Man 11 and Ultra Street Fighter 2. So, absolute Capcom legends composing this one. So yes, as I said before, this is a track, Gone Guru, from Dead Rising on the Xbox 360.
Yeah, because the devil rules the devil man.
Something a little bit different, Dead Rising, Gone Guru, a bit of hip hop right there. Now, we're gonna move on to some GameCube. Oh, yes, The Legend of Spyro, A New Beginning. This is the train chase theme. This was originally released between October the 10th, 2006 and November the 2nd, 2006 for the Game Boy Advance, GameCube, PlayStation 2, Xbox and the Nintendo DS, developed by Chrome Studios and Amazer Entertainment, published by Vivendi Universal Games, composed by Rebecca Knubel, Gabriel Mann, whose other works include Crash to Insanity, The Legend of Spyro series, plus many, many more. This was where they basically rebooted Spyro for a new generation, good lord. And yeah, this is the train chase from the first of those games, A New Beginning, The Legend of Spyro. Legend of Spyro there with the train chase. Right, sticking with Nintendo and new Super Mario Brothers, and this is the underground theme, which is basically a reimagined version of the classic underground theme by Koji Kondo. New Super Mario Brothers was released on the Nintendo DS on May the 15th, 2006, developed by Nintendo EAD, published by Nintendo. And the composers for the game were Asuka Ota, Hajime Wakai, Koji Kondo, who's of course other works include Pikmin, Legend of Zelda The Wind Waker, Super Mario Bros. Legend of Zelda Breath of the Wild. So everybody should know the underground theme from Super Mario Bros., but this is a different take on it, and it's actually quite nice. So let's get on with it. It's new Super Mario Bros. Underground. the underground theme there from the new Super Mario Bros. Now, everybody loves a Final Fantasy game, oh yes. And the Final Fantasy game for March 2006 was Final Fantasy XII, released for the PS2, Windows, and later on PS4, Switch, and Xbox One. Developed by Square Enix, published by Square Enix, composed by Hitoshi Sakimoto, Hayato Matsuo, Masaharu Iwata. Whose other works include Valkyria Chronicles 4, which we had last week, Gorma 4, Nights into Dreams, Front Mission 3, Soul Calibur, and Tactics Ogre. The track I've chosen from Final Fantasy XII is Auditory Hallucination. 1, because it's a really nice track, and 2, because it's a great, great title. So yes, without further ado, this is from Final Fantasy XII. Auditory Hallucination. Hallucination there from Final Fantasy XII. Now a bit of Grand Theft Auto for you now, Vice City. Wait a minute, this was came out in 2002, what are you talking about? No, well, you would have been right, but yes, this comes from Grand Theft Auto Vice City Stories, released on the PSP and later on the PS2 on the 31st of October 2006, developed by Rockstar Leeds and Rockstar North, published by Rockstar Games, composed by Stuart Hart, Stephen Stern, and Thomas Hirschman, and pretty much the only game they ever worked on. So, there you go. This is the main theme, which you will hear as soon as you boot up the game on your shiny PSP. This is the main theme from GTA Vice City Stories. GTA Vice City Stories by Stuart Hart, Stephen Stern and Thomas Hirschman. Right, on to our final track of the night before we get onto our shit spot and of course our lesser shit artist of the week. So this is from Just Cause. This is the title theme. Just Cause was released between the 22nd and the 29th of September 2006 on Windows, PlayStation 2, Xbox and Xbox 360, developed by Avalanche Studios, published by Eidos Interactive and composed by Rob Lord, whose other works include Fusion Frenzy, Glover, Wolverine, Adamantium Rage, Discworld and Discworld 2. Oh, I love me some Discworld. So yeah, this is it. This is the title theme from Just Cause, another game series which has gone from strength to strength. I think we're on 3 or 4 now. Yes. Well, this is the title theme from the first one. have in there the title theme from Just Cause on the PS2, Xbox 360 and Windows, composed by Rob Lord. Now, it has come to that unfortunate part of the night where it is a shit spot. And what game from 2006 could go in this spot other than Sonic 06? Released November the 14th, 2006 on Windows, PS3 and Xbox 360. Developed by Sonic Team, though you wouldn't know it, and published by Sega. Composed by Hideaki Kobayashi, Tomoyo Otani, Mariko Namba, Taihi Sato, Takahito Higuchi, whose other combined works include Phantasy Star Online, Space Channel 5, Choo Choo Rocket, Sonic Forces, The Bouncer, Sonic Unleashed, plus many, many more. Now, the music itself isn't that bad. The track I've chosen is the Egg Wyvern. The music itself is alright, it's just from a very, very shit game. So let's get on with it. Maybe a little saving grace from Sonic 06. This is Egg Wyvern. We'll be right back. So there you go, and that it was Egg Wyvern from the soundtrack to Sonic 06. And that is it for our game music for this week's Chippy Chips. And it leaves us now to go to our artist of the week. This week, it is a man going by the alias of Chippendale. Chippendale is the alias of Brandon Pittman. He is from Wichita, Kansas. He makes chip music of a very, very nice nature. The EP, Rescue Ranger, is described as the soundtrack to a game that doesn't exist. The track I've chosen is from Continue Menu. It's called Continue Menu and is from the EP, Rescue Ranger, which came out last month, I believe. You can get more info at chippendale.bandcamp.com. That is chpndl.bandcamp.com. All the details will be in the description as well if you want some more information on the Chippendale. So let's crack on with it. This is really nice, actually. The whole EP is very, very nice and well worth your time. So this is Continue Menu from Chippendale's Rescue Ranger. Taken from the 2020 EP Rescue Ranger. As I said before, you can get more information at chippendale.bandcamp.com. That's chpndl.bandcamp.com. And that is it for this week's edition of Chippy Chips. There is but one thing more to do, and that is to charge up the randomizer and get a random year for next week's show. So let's get on with it. The randomizer is randomizing. Let's see what we get. It is randomizing. It is randomizing. It is randomizing. We have a year. And next week's show will be all about 1986. Not bad at all. Yes, 1986, going back to the past. So, yeah, expect a lot more chip stuff from about quite 2 weeks of modern music over the past 2 weeks, 2018 and 2006. So, back to 1986. Excellent, excellent stuff. So, yes. That is it for this week's edition of Chippy Chips. Join us next week for our 1986 show. And thank you for listening, and we shall see you next time. Bye-bye.